Welcome to Season 3 of The Successful Strategist, a podcast on strategy, management, and governance dedicated to helping you address the most important questions any organization can ask. I'm Mitchell Muncy, a consultant who has co-founded or led 5 startups, for-profit and non-profit, spanning the media, public policy, and higher education. In these practical 5-minute episodes, I cut through jargon and myth to offer you the same advice I give my clients. Good morning. This is the 4th in a series of episodes on threats to good strategy. Last time, I suggested that growth can be a threat to your strategy. The type of growth your organization experiences is much more important than whether it's growing. Contemporary marketing emphasizes the importance of communicating through stories. It's true that, in general, you and I respond more powerfully to stories than to cold facts or abstract concepts. And because of this, the right stories can do a lot of good. Unfortunately, stories can also lead us into trouble, and this is what I'll discuss today. I once consulted with an organization that had developed a genuinely outstanding product, but the organization had spent all its money and more in less than a year, with very little to show for it. When I read the business plan, it was clear why this had happened. The rhetoric was inspiring, but the plan was remarkably unrealistic. The problem wasn't that the people involved weren't intelligent or experienced, but they had mistaken plausibility for probability. In other words, the story of what they would accomplish sounded so good that they didn't ask how likely they were to acquire the resources and build the capabilities necessary to succeed. And they certainly hadn't looked for information that might call into question their confidence that it would somehow all work. You and I shouldn't think we can't make the same mistake. Research has shown repeatedly that none of us easily avoids wishful thinking, but distinguishing between plausibility and probability is a good start. Plausibility is more of an intuition than a judgment. Its focus is inward, on your own perception of your abilities. Your mind works almost automatically to construct a story in which you reach your goal. Unless you're immediately aware of something wrong with the story, your mind rarely looks for reasons to doubt it. In fact, the more detail your story provides, the more complex your plan, the more plausible it will seem, because the story is more complete. It makes implementing the plan all the easier to imagine. If plausibility is your standard, your plan will be a best-case scenario. How realistic do you consider other people's best-case scenarios? Probability will correct your perceptions of plausibility. Thinking in probabilities forces you to look beyond your intuitions and perceptions to see what generally happens in the wider world. Imagine that achieving your goal requires a chain of 5 activities, a fairly small number, and that when others perform them, each of these activities individually is successful 95% of the time. What chance of success should you expect when you link the 5 activities? Unfortunately, not 95%. Probabilities are multiplied, not averaged, and your chance of success will be 77%, not at all guaranteed. But suppose just one of your activities is more challenging and generally succeeds only 60% of the time. Your overall chance will drop below 50%. And each additional activity you need to perform will reduce your chances further. Contrary to your sense of plausibility, probability reveals that the more complex the plan, the more complete the story, the less likely it will succeed. So by all means, tell a compelling story about your work, but don't let your story blind you. Make sure you know specifically why your choice of activities and the fit between them are likely to be effective. My question for today is, when drawing up plans, how often does your organization study the successes and failures of similar organizations, explaining clearly key differences in your approach? When faced with hard questions, we often find different, easier questions to answer, usually without noticing this is what we've done. We may feel satisfied, but our strategy will suffer. And this will be my topic next time. Most people learn about podcasts from friends and colleagues. If this episode was helpful, please take 30 seconds right now to recommend The Successful Strategist to one other person. And be sure you haven't missed any of the previous episodes. If you'd like to receive my twice-monthly newsletter, which includes show notes and a summary of important ideas about strategy, management, or governance, sign up at thesuccessfulstrategist.com. I'm glad we could invest this time together. Remember, being a successful strategist doesn't require specialized training or unique insight, just a commitment to asking the right questions. The Successful Strategist is a production of Prospera LLC, a consulting firm providing strategy development, nonprofit due diligence, crisis management, and interim executive management to mission-driven organizations and philanthropists. Learn more at ProsperaLLC.com. This is Mitchell Muncy. Talk to you next time.